From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, gave his first State of the Nation address Friday, saying he would continue Nelson Mandela's long walk.
To build a society in which all may be free, in which all may be equal before the law, and which all may share in the wealth of our land and have a better life.
In his speech, he paid tribute to Mandela, calling him the most remarkable leader South Africa has ever known. The United States and Turkey agreed Friday to try to rescue a strategic partnership that Washington acknowledged had reached a crisis point.
I want to reaffirm the deep and important relationship between the United States and Turkey. Ours is not an alliance of convenience or of temporary interest. It is a time-tested alliance built on common interest and mutual respect.
In a proposal that could signal an important breakthrough in efforts to overcome the allies' stark differences over Syria, a Turkish official told Reuters that Turkey had proposed that Turkish and U.S. forces could deploy jointly to Manbij if YPG fighters first withdrew to positions east of the Euphrates River. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Ankara. A tipster who was close to Nicholas Cruz called the FBI and provided information about Cruz's guns and his erratic behavior, including his expressed desire to kill people and his disturbing social media posts. The caller was concerned that Cruz could attack a school. In a statement issued Friday, the FBI acknowledged that a tip should have been more thoroughly investigated. This is VOA News. A federal grand jury has indicted 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities accused of interfering with U.S. elections and political processes. In a court document, the U.S. government said Russian entities began interfering in U.S. political processes, including the 2016 presidential election, as early as 2014. The indictment said some of the defendants, posing as U.S. persons, communicated with unwitting individuals associated with the Trump campaign. French officials remain adamant they won't accept the repatriation of French jihadists after their capture on the battlefield of Syria and Iraq for prosecution in France. U.S. appeals for their countries of origin to accept responsibility for them are still being rejected by the French and British governments. French citizens are estimated to be among the biggest contingent of overseas fighters who joined the Islamic State terror group and other jihadist factions in the Levant. More than 300 French jihadists are thought to have died fighting in Syria or Iraq, leaving an estimated 500 to 600 unaccounted for or detained mainly in Syria by the Kurds. Ethiopia has declared a state of emergency after Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn's surprise resignation this week. Opposition leader Marana Gudina.
There is really no need for celebration because it is a change within the ruling party. What the ruling party is up to, we are not sure.
The country has seen waves of anti-government protests since 2014. Human rights groups accuse security forces of abuses, including torture, as many as 400 killings in response to the unrest. Thousands of people were arrested during the 10-month state of emergency that ended last August. A month since the Myanmar and Bangladesh governments reached an agreement to begin the repatriation of Rohingya refugees to northern Rakhine State, the process appears to have stalled. Bill Gallo has more.
On January 16th, the two governments agreed to return the estimated 688,000 people who fled to Bangladesh since August. The process was due to begin January 23rd, but later it was delayed indefinitely by Bangladesh. Myanmar insists it is ready, and it has established two reception centers. A UNHCR spokesperson told VOA the agency believes the safeguards for potential returnees are absent and that there are still restrictions on access for aid agencies, the media, and other independent observers. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Robert Johansson carried his hot form into the men's large hill ski jumping final at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. The mustachioed Norwegian with his trademark red handlebar mustache led Friday's qualifying with 131.9 points after a leap of 135 meters at the Alpensia Ski Jumping Center. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B.